Good afternoon and welcome to Friday's edition of The Sunny Side on your number one station for Talk 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. It is the last day in the month of September, the last Friday in the month of September. And for some reason, a lot of persons are excited, including yours truly, Denise Dennis Owalu. So I'm going to see how far I can scream, thank God it's Friday. One, two, three, thank God it's Friday! Oh my God! It's the end of the week. I mean, if you do a 9-to-5 job, you can relate. You can totally relate. How you doing, by the way? Have you been? How's your Friday going? The weather is fair. The day is bright. It's bright and fair. Oh, happy day. The day of joy. Remember that music, right? Okay. So I'm just going to let you in. Go on a commercial break. When we come back, we start the conversation in full. Let's talk family feuds. Yes. Yeah. And you know, in the holy books, Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to dissolution, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. So let's say a family divided against itself cannot stand, and actions indeed have consequences. Why then do we still have family feuds, you know, conflicts? How do you resolve conflicts in your homes to prevent escalation beyond control is the conversation for this hour.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On The Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet is still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of The Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. And let's talk.
Welcome back to the show. Just a quick reminder, if you had sent in your, you had shown interest to be part of the I Beg to Differ debate, please, maybe you are listening as the child who did, or as a parent, do remember to check your mails. You did send in your entries. Do remember to check your mails to know if you qualified for the debate. Okay, this debate kickstarts on the 4th of October, 2022. That's on Tuesday. So please, check your mails if you sent in your entries for the I Beg to Differ debate. Parents, remind your children, if you remember that they did send in their entries, remind your children to check their mail so they know if they qualified for the debate. So yes, that's that about that. 4th of October, the debate starts. So the earlier they check, the better for them, so they don't miss out on the opportunity. And did he have phobia talks today? Phobia talk from last week. My brother, I mean, I got a professional to talk about phobia yesterday. I'd promised and I had fulfilled it. So I think we've done a lot on phobia. We can move on from that to something else. Now, if you listened to our major news bulletin today, you heard the story, and I'm most certain that some of you reacted to the story. The one about a 41-year-old man identified as Ovunda Wiche, who stabbed his father in Choba, Obiakwa local government area of River State. Now, the police say they're interrogating the man. Yes, in fact, the spokesperson of the State Police Command, Grace Iringekoko, told our correspondent that the victim, Jod Wiche, died after he was stabbed in the neck. She said the matter is being investigated. And also, an eyewitness spoke to our correspondent. If you missed out, take a listen to this.
Yeah, and the boy came out and started talking. I don't know what they were saying. The next thing that he stood up, I said, Amara, leave this place. I said, leave here. I said, for what? When he was telling me to leave the place, the boy was already with a knife. Then I left the place. I was thinking that maybe he used the knife to scare daddy. So I was in a place shouting. Immediately I saw him, he stabbed him with on his head. He gave him that stab on his head. Pull out the knife. I was there shouting. So when I saw the thing was very serious, I started running. Before I run to the others, immediately pull it out. He stabbed him 2 times in my presence. He stabbed him on his head and his neck.
Very sad indeed, I must say. My heart goes out to the family of the deceased. I heard he had a wife and, of course, other children. And it's not been an easy situation. I think this happened on Wednesday. And to a large extent, I was privy to this before, of course, it came out in our major news bulletin. But then, why are we talking about this in the first place? Family, okay? Family is on the front burner this morning on the Sunny Side. And not for a good reason, but for a bad reason. Let's talk family feuds, okay? A bitter quarrel, dispute, squabble, bicker, fight, arguments, conflict, you name it, clash. Whatever synonym you want to use to describe it. One will expect that a family should come together and fight opposing forces coming from the outside, rather than, you know, have the problem generating from within. So I'm going to give a practical example. Matthew 12:25, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to dissolution, and every city or house, so let's call the house a family, divided against itself shall not stand. This is a son to the father. So let's assume the family is Nigeria in 4FM. And mother, father, children, and every other relative involved in this family. And within this Nigeria Info FM family, we have disputes, we have conflicts. And it has now escalated to a point when people are making threats, you know, I'm going to deal with you, I'm going to show you. We've also heard stories of a family member arresting another family member, or a family member sending boys to beat up another family member, or a family member going as far as using juju against a family member. We see it in Nollywood. But then again, to be honest, some of the things we see in Nollywood actually does happen in reality. So let's say a family divided against itself cannot stand. And then, of course, actions do have consequences. Why then do we still have family disputes, family conflicts, family feuds, as it were? Okay, everybody, what we see in the larger society is a picture of what happened in the family. So you know how they say that every child out there, every adult out there, every human being you see out there did come from a family. So whatever you see them show forth to the larger society is a representation of what is going on in the family, the kind of upbringing and training that they did receive. So why would a family that is supposed to be together now start fighting one another? Okay, division in that family. But the basic question would be, how? If you've had any of these conflicts in your family, maybe you should share with us how you've been able to resolve this conflict in your homes, so much so that it prevented escalation, peace was restored, and we didn't have any of these things. I mean, if we want to go deeper, there must be a reason. There's a root cause for whatever it is that transpired between that father and son in Choba. It could be anything, but let us look at how best we can handle some of these things so it doesn't get to this point when someone is losing a life or someone is fighting and, you know, somebody out there is talking about a particular family in a bad light because they didn't know how to keep their house in order. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0007. And the female caller line is 0817-923-0009. And we have the WhatsApp and Telegram number, which is 0809-0309-0306416. We're live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, Facebook page Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Join the conversation on those platforms, drop your messages. I'm going to read them in course of this conversation. Now, do remember that you can listen to us from every part of the world. All you need to do is download our mobile app from your App Store or your Google Play Store. And then, of course, go to our website, www.nigeriainfo.fm, and do not miss any of the conversations. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, welcome.
Yeah, on Avita from Ngoro.
Welcome, go ahead.
My sister, no matter the situation, like what happened in Chuba, I was very, very bitter. No matter anything, can't take somebody's life. And that person is your father. No matter the condition. And that woman that was saying this, why did she go outside and shout and bring that people? I think that person will not start that second one. But she will be there, so she did very wrong thing. And I'm supposed to arrest that particular woman. She's supposed to scream, that woman will come out. So taking somebody's life is not good.
Idafa Mankunkara, the question is not whether or not it is good to take someone's life. The big question is, why do we still have family feuds? And of course, how do we resolve conflict in such a way that it prevents this disputes, these feuds from escalating beyond control?
Like most time, we have two children. Now, one to value one more than one. That particular thing is to bring something. If you have two children, if you give here one, give B that same thing. So I'm saying, this is a senior, like this, all those who are around, they are the same blood. So if you are challenging something, at least, if as a senior I'm taking like 5 naira, my mom should take like 4 naira, don't give my younger brother 2 naira. It might be bitter, it might really go ahead to kill me, so it's a bad person. So challenging from that, I can bring all those things there. Thank you very much.
So you're saying equality in the family would prevent some of these things. All right, thank you very much. Like I said, we are live on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, and then Facebook page Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. I see some of your comments on Facebook already. I may as well start reading them. Humphrey King says, I understand that the major reason for escalation of conflict in our homes is poor timing in communication. Everyone in the family should know when to say anything and how to say it during communication. Blessed Jimmy says, escalation of conflicts in our homes depends on how we communicate to each other. Example, if talking to high temperament person, you should be able to know how you use your words in order not to trigger his temperament so that it will not escalate or result to something unbearable. And this one is from Blessed Son Jimmy from Ogbogoro. Thank you, Jimmy. I see this one from Sonny Widak. Say, the man that was stabbed, did he die? Oh, yes, he died. He did die. He did die, sadly so. But then again, we try to prevent this kind of things in the society. Hence, conversations like this are indeed necessary. Let's see. Nigeria Info, good afternoon.
Yeah, Mr. Zion, good afternoon to you.
Mr. Zion, you're welcome.
When the Bible restricted us or gave us an instruction to train up a child in the way it should grow, we thought it was a joke. Foundation of every child matters and it leads them to old age. Trying to give your children the privilege to express themselves. Give them the opportunity to resolve conflict among themselves from childhood. Areas where they can, that is when as a parent you come in. And look at our traditional and cultural background, how we share commodities or benefits in the family. How do we share it to benefit everybody? What is the portion for the women? What is the portion for the men? What is the portion for the first daughter? What is the portion for the last male? These are things we should bring to play. When you apply this to our cultures and traditions.
Oh dear, I'm so sorry. We lost that call. Please do well to call back. WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. So if you're unable to get through to us via the phone lines, do well to send a WhatsApp message and I will read it to our hearing. Twitter at Nigeria Info PH and Facebook page Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. I have a call from Daniel from Omoma. Daniel, welcome to the Sunny Side. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Daniel from Eberia, Omoma.
You're welcome. Go ahead, please.
I want to use this opportunity to caution all that. Let us establish love and endurance. That will prevent problems in our society. If we establish love and endurance, even though somebody offend you, let us endure for a while, not reacting immediately. The boy who killed his father has overreacted. He has reacted over against God and humanity. So that is my take this afternoon.
So love alone is enough to resolve conflicts and prevent
love,
it from escalating.
Love can make you to tolerate any offenses. Love can give you the endurance. Because if I love you, I will endure any type of insult you gave to me as an elder, even as a father. You understand? If I insult you as my daughter or my son, if you love me, if there is love, there is nothing that will make us to use weapon on ourselves. You understand what I'm saying? Love is the 11th law that Christ did bring into this world. If we are following the footstep of Christ, he says love, that every law of Almighty God depends on love. Have you go across that?
Okay, so Mr. Daniel, I agree with you. When you love someone, you tolerate. But then again, even with tolerance, there is a high chance that you tolerate so much so that you begin to build resentment.
There is no high time. You don't have any high time. Christ gave an example of that love. That if somebody slap you at the one of your cheeks, you can turn. And how many times will you offend him? He will forgive you 77 times 7. That we should also tolerate that. He has his father offended him up to 77 times 7. Even 7 times 7, which is 49. You understand what I'm saying? There is no amount of offense or grievances that can make a son.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much, Daniel.
Father.
Thank you. So I'm going to share this, and I'm sure this is not an uncommon story. Someone, a son or maybe a brother, travels abroad, goes to seek greener pastures, all right? And for every time this person made money, will send a portion of this money down to Nigeria to either the father, mother, or a sibling. Use this money, build a house for me. Use this money, buy a car for me. And then after some years, this guy comes back. He decides to come back to Nigeria with the belief that he has something established for him. And then he comes back to Nigeria only to realize that no plot of land was bought, not one bag of cement was bought, not one block was molded, not one butter was erected in his name, not one bicycle or tire was bought in his name. How do you expect that kind of man to tolerate and let go? We're talking in practical terms here because these are some of the things that breed family feuds, okay? So let's assume it's a brother that did this to another brother. Then, of course, the parents will have to come in to try to find a way to broker peace. But you stole from me. I trusted you so much with my resources. And so only heaven knows what you have done with it. We've also heard stories of brother snatching brother's woman, or brother stealing from brother, or brother, or you know, the stories abound of father doing this to son. I was reading something about a child actor in those days. I'm trying to remember his name now, who had his adopted parents receiving all of his wages for any scene he starred in, all the movies he starred in. His parents will receive the payment on his behalf. Adopted parents, that is. And then at some point, he went back to his parents when he came of age, believing that he had so much money because they were receiving the monies on his behalf, to discover that not one kobo was left for him. He had to sue them to court. I mean, how do you imagine that all my years as a child, I've been laboring, I've been a star on TV screens, I've been famous, I am famous, and it's expected that I am rich, only to discover that I entrusted this in your care as my parents or legal guardians, and you are telling me that one kobo was left to my name? Nakuku from HA. I'm so sorry we lost that call. You know, it's easy to preach the message of tolerance and love and forgiveness as the solution to anything, but how about we try to talk in practical terms and bring it down home to real life situations if it's going to be the same? Chigozie Chigozie says, "Zidi, that name alone, Seth, my goodness, your own father, you are playing karate and ninja with knife. In such conflict in families, is to bringing a neutral party to adjudicate on issues to be on a mutual tough." Ikodi Miodini on Facebook says, "It's a hard task to handle family conflict, but I think it starts with the head of the family, which is the father. Just as they say, the way you dress your bed, so you lie in it. So if the father is the type that brings peace, there will always be understanding of when conflict is about to come, because signs of early warning to be there. But if the reverse is the case, conflicts will always be in a family because they will not see the signs of early warning. How to handle it? To embrace peace before going into marriage, tolerance, ability, walk away when conflict arises, talk less, think before you talk, be responsive, slow to anger, and always admit to apologize. Six sick advice from people who are ahead of you." Nigeria Info, welcome to the sunny side. I'm so sorry we lost that call. Please do well to call back. Remember, you can send your messages Facebook Live at Nigeria Info PH and Twitter, Facebook Nigeria Info 92.2 PH. Lynn Loud on Facebook says, "We need to be open-minded, see things from different angles, not always with old ways, and communicate without hurtful words or raised voices. I just think communication and understanding would do the trick." Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. This is a very interesting and important topic because the stories that are found now of so many family conflicts. And one problem with humanity is that we do not respond on time until crisis or irreparable damages are done. There are simple ways of solving problems. When a young man or a young lady grows up in your house and gets to the point where he or she feels she wants equality, she wants the things you cannot give, that person is of age to find his or her own house and move out. You can't live under my roof and dictate the way you live, and dictate what you will do and what you will not do. These conflicts usually start from division between husband and wife. I learned in my early Christian life that in marriage, if a child wants to do something or ask for something and the mother says no, the father should also say no.
Okay.
Until he finds opportunity to convince the mother to say yes. That way they see that these two are one in their decision. Even when you are, your opinion is to the contrary. But what you see is a child wants something from the father and the father says no.
and the mother secretly, you know, allows it. Mm. So the child becomes confused and therefore believes the father or the mother, whoever in this, you know, respect, said no, is the enemy. Mm. And the one who said yes is the friend. That's where it starts from. So if you are going to marry and you're not willing to work together, don't do it. You are going to raise children that are going to be problems both for you and for the community.
Okay.
So, in order... Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. Quickly, go ahead.
In order to avoid this type of thing, see, in my days, I don't have my father and my mother anymore. I have never had the opportunity to wake up and call my mother by her name. How much more answer her when she's angry with me? I dare not. I never did all my life, even as an adult. I will only plead and say, but mama, you see, but mama, you don't do that. Not to talk of your father to the point of you carry knife. I'm talking from personal experience. I've got to the point where I had to call the police to come and take wife and two daughters out of my house. Because the scripture says, a living dog is better than a dead lion. Because if you, these things give themselves signs. Before this thing happened to the man, the signals were there. And he ignored them. He should have called in the police and said, this man is too big now to be my son and live under my roof. Come and take him out and spare him from coming near this place. He's old enough to own his own house. Do what he likes there. His father will not come there and say, it's not fair.
All right.
But people will come, communities will come and plead and plead and plead until somebody dies. It doesn't help anybody.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Stanley from Eberi Omoma, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
Hello.
Hi, Stanley. Welcome.
Hello.
Stanley, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you. This is my name is Stanley.
Yeah, I already mentioned. Go ahead.
If I look at the topic you're weighing on it, a lot of things have gone on our society.
Mm.
Because these upcoming children, that the parents are not taking care of them when they are a child, then some of them will start to take all this smoking weed and taking all this moromilis eyes and some other names that we may call them. So it may look as if that it is not going to bring any problem. So these are some of the things that have been going wrong in our society. So, and not only that, I think that our government or our people that know something in our society have to look to our society to look about taking some people to medical medicine. So that because so many people are not medical okay, don't know how to.
Stanley, the question is, how do we resolve conflict in our homes, in our families, to prevent escalation beyond control, as in the case of this man who has lost his life due to the action of his son?
Sorry, hello?
Stanley, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
I said, the question is, how do we resolve conflicts? Conflicts will always happen. I mean, there's no organization or family. Even between friends, there would be conflict. How do we resolve the conflict in such a way that it prevents situations like this from happening?
Okay,
this is why we advise that you really listen to the conversation so you understand what it is about before you pick up your phone to call. Gone are the days when you just want to call in to any program and have your voice heard without having an in-depth understanding of what is being discussed. I see some messages on Twitter. Let me read this tweet now. We go on a commercial break. When we come back and the conversation continues.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet is still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
All right, welcome back to the show. We have barely 3 minutes to wrap things up. So I was going to read some Twitter messages, some tweets rather, in connection with this conversation. This one is from Henry Tukula. Says dialogue. Every important. It's very important to hear each other first, and then see aspects we can agree on, and then find a solution to the bits we don't agree on. Duke underscore Isaac says, I normally meet with the other party, tell him or her the perceived error, its implications in the long run, in a calm manner. I take the bold step of settling the matter before it escalates. If you're just joining us, this is the Sunny Side on your number one station for talk, 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. We've spent some minutes talking about family feuds. And I did start by saying that even in the holy books, Matthew 12:25, it was clearly stated that every kingdom divided against itself is brought to dissolution, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. But this is it. Let's say a family divided against itself cannot stand, and actions indeed have consequences. Why then do we still have family feuds unresolved for a very long time, if I may add? And how do you resolve conflicts in such a way that it prevents escalation beyond control in your home? So we're going to take a pause here.